a lot of intelligence and philosophy is not what is important. What is important is that we realize the practices, that it's like a living practice. Patril Rinpoche said, the Dharma that we're not able to use, don't practice it. And the Dharma that we aren't able to practice, don't practice either. Similarly, all of this philosophy, if you aren't able to use it, then it's not of great meaning to you, or good, not of great use to you. The true Dharma is the Dharma that you are able to apply. What we request is really too much, and then we try and push it all into our brain. Then what happens is our mind hasn't really moved, we haven't realized it in practice, and then we really want to be liberated from samsara. We want to attain liberation, however, in reality, our mind hasn't moved at all. It hasn't transformed at all. And we must watch these arising thoughts. And if we really practice very diligently for the next few decades, for sure we are able to attain enlightenment. However, this all depends on how we practice. So whether we can do this or not is really within our own hands. And this is also very important. So everybody consider this very carefully. And what we have said today and the empowerments that were given today, don't think that it just is over now, as soon as you leave. This is something that will be with us from life to life. And if we practice very diligently, then it's possible we attain enlightenment in this lifetime. If we don't, then it's possible in 2 or 3 or 4 lifetimes. As long as we keep on practicing, there will be a time when all of these merits are perfectly realized. In reality, practice is very easy. What we have to do is observe our 3 doors. And with great awareness, watch your mind. And this is really practice. And wherever you go, practice very diligently. And if you do this, this is great merit for your ancestors, for your parents, and for your root guru. And it's very important that we practice, because in reality, if we just continue with material concerns, all that happens is we just continue this revolving around in samsara. From beginning this time till now, this is what we've been engaged in. And what has it brought us? So it's very important that we practice and that we bring an end to all of these material concerns. And really settle down and consider this, and then really practice very diligently. And don't worry too much about what other people have to say. We can really admire those people that have practiced very well. There's many people that haven't practiced very well. Most important is we transform, we practice our own mind. No matter what anybody else says, whatever anybody else is doing or not practicing, I will settle down and I will transform my own mind. Others don't benefit sentient beings, I will benefit sentient beings. Those that don't believe in cause and effect, I will believe in cause and effect. Even if everybody in the rest of the world is not practicing, but you are practicing Buddhism, you are the one that will eventually be able to attain Buddhahood. However, if we keep on engaging in all these material concerns, we place no importance on practice, then eventually who is going to say that practice is important? Who's going to be practicing? And so in this respect, we must really pay attention. Practice well, and where you can benefit, benefit. And if we're not able to benefit, then don't worry. We just think, I will settle down and practice well. If I don't practice well, then when will I be able to really be able to benefit sentient beings? If we look in the world, there are many people that are able to help others. And most of these benefits of helping others are material concerns or relative merit. However, most of what they're doing is not related to attaining enlightenment. And if we carry on in this way, then what is the meaning of all of this? And whatever we're doing, we must observe our 3 doors and review oneself and repent and review oneself and repent. And in this way, we really can free ourselves from samsara. And where do all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas come from? They don't come from the mandala, they come from being sentient beings. All of those that have attained enlightenment have all attained enlightenment from being in samsara. They also started like us, and then through really practicing the Dharma and placing importance in the Dharma, they eventually attained Buddhahood. And just as they did it, we too can attain liberation and attain Buddhahood. As we all have Buddha nature. It just depends on how we practice, and don't make practice complicated. The more simple it is, the better. When it's complicated, it's generally that of samsara. If we're not observing our three doors and we add on all of this philosophy as well, then what happens? It becomes even more difficult for us to transform our mind. So everybody, you must really practice and place importance on practice. And in this way also, it can help and benefit within your family. And it can help us in the process of dying and in the bardos. We all want to be free from samsara. Isn't the empowerment today that we cut through samsara? And so, yes, when we are practicing, it might be difficult. If we really think about it, if we practice or we don't practice, it's still going to be difficult either way, because we are still in the grasps of samsara. And as we're in samsara, we don't have any choices, isn't it? Every single one of us has to live and have means to live. And every one of us has to face birth, old age, sickness and death, irrespective of whether you believe in Buddhism or not. However, is this going to be the last life that we spend in samsara and attain liberation? Or is it going to be that we just continue experiencing suffering in samsara? This we can decide for ourselves. And you can go into retreat, maybe for Saturday and Sunday, maybe for Friday and Saturday. You can go for retreat for 2 days. Maybe now we don't have the time to go for a whole week, but for 2 days it is possible. Really, it's very important that we place importance on our own attainment of liberation. Otherwise, if we don't, then all of these things that we accumulate and do, what is their true meaning? This is in terms of attaining liberation. However, in terms of material concerns, yes, we do need to eat and to exist. And there's no contradiction between the two. I never said that you're not allowed to live or earn an existence. What I'm saying is that you take 33% of your time and use this to practice well, and that we may eventually be able to attain Buddhahood. And don't be lazy in this regard. And don't be all scattered and all over the place. And when it comes to suffering, who can avoid it? Every one of us is going to have to face it. So really, there is no really true great happiness in samsara. What you must do is settle down and practice well. Right now, we might be young and healthy. However, who knows what's going to happen after this, what we're going to experience. When the cause and effect materializes or gains fruit, then who can change the result that we experience? We ourselves have to undertake this suffering. However, if we carry on like this practicing, then we can have long-lasting happiness and good fortune. So everybody, you must continue to practice diligently. And I really rejoice in everybody's practices. And everyone must continue practicing diligently. Let's all go and have something to eat together. And while you're eating the cake, don't forget these pith instructions I've taught you. And don't give me any red packets, any offerings. Now that you are serious practitioners, all you need to bring is a humble, genuine state of mind. How many times have I said to you, money and offerings doesn't take us to liberation? It's only through requesting the Dharma and practicing that we'll be able to attain enlightenment. If all we needed was money, then all the wealthy people would have been able to attain Buddhahood, isn't it? Really, we don't have to bring anything. What we have to do is practice diligently. Don't place importance on all of these material things. Place importance on practice. And then all our practices can be according to the Dharma. And what do we mean by according to the Dharma? Is to not engage in all of these appearances. Don't be confused by all these material concerns. With a humble, respectful, pure mind, come and request for the Dharma. And this is much greater meaning than any of these material concerns. And so don't engage in all of these material concerns. Rather, come and request for the Dharma with a pure mind, with a humble mind. And for all of these material concerns, don't be running around all over the place for them. And with the mind of repentance, come and request for the Dharma. And with the mind of repentance, come and meet the Guru. And if we are like this, then it's all part of practice. Does everyone understand? And so everybody, with a pure mind, practice and request for the pith instructions. And now let me recite the lineage or the transmission of the Sutra of Great Liberation. Everyone recite with me. And now I'll give you the oral transmission of the practice of Mariti. And Mariti, if you visualize transforming to boundless light and then entering into us, what it does is it helps remove all sort of obstacles and difficulties. And it was especially an aspiration made by Mariti to benefit all practitioners. And everybody in the Tibetan areas knows this practice. May all obstacles be removed, and may all our activities go smoothly and be auspicious. And then Rinpoche, let those who want to take refuge, and it was refuge in the Vajraguru, refuge in the Buddha, refuge in the Dharma, and refuge in the Sangha. And refuge in the Vajraguru is when the Vajraguru has transmitted oral pith instructions to the student. Before we've received the pith instructions and the empowerment, then we just take refuge in the Guru. Now what we are doing here is taking refuge in the Vajraguru. For those here that have received the empowerment and the pith instructions, now you take refuge in the Vajraguru, and so you should follow the instruction of the Vajraguru and don't go against the activities of the Vajraguru. And everybody, practice well, study well, work well, live well. May everything be auspicious.